should go to have a good time.
I kept on going.
In your early days? Not now. I mean, you know, when you were newly married, and you were only here a year before.
Yeah, and people didn't know that's my business.
No. Well, you were only here about a
year. We used to go by the shore, you know, and sure, we used to have affairs, we used to make dinners, and, yeah, meetings on shore. I used to be president once, I was vice president once.
This was in the early days?
Yeah.
Did you go, like, before you were married, did you go with, out with friends of your, girlfriends? You were married almost right away, weren't you?
Yeah, it took about a year.
So, with your husband, you went to shore affairs. Did you go to any place else to have a good time?
I used to go, you know. I don't know, it's not from your time. We used to stay cutting up the wheel. But we used to broil steaks. And you ever hear Penatra?
No, not really.
It's
like a barbecue.
It's not a barbecue. They used to have them in the center, Avenue, you know.
Where?
Before the Schwarzer thing.
Oh, I see. You had barbecues, sort of.
Yeah, every Sunday we used to, the children would come to me and
everything. Were these on the street or in a restaurant?
It was a... It was like a restaurant. We used to grow, you know.
And that was your fun. All right. Did you participate in any sports?
No.
We're almost done. Did you know of the YMCA, the Young Men's Christian Association?
Occasionally.
Yes. Did you know of it?
I know about it.
Did it help you in any way? Were there any non-Jewish agencies that helped you?
Well, I got help, but they sent me a woman to clean for me.
When was this?
Even now.
No, I'm talking about, you know.
Around that time. I used to get in a girl. She had a business. I had a girl in my house, but she used to do the cleaning and the washing.
What about Jewish agencies? Did any Jewish agencies help you? Jewish agencies help you socially or economically?
No.
You never used any? No. Where were the local meeting places when you were here in those early years? A cafe, a place like that? Were there any?
That kind of places that we used to go and eat for Sundays. People used to come and
talk, you know, like coffee houses or.
Yes, it used to be coffee to houses for men, you know.
Yes, but
not so good.
Do you remember where your husband went?
He used to be in Center Avenue, he used to be in somewhere else.
Where did you meet people during those first 5 years?
I knew lots of people.
Where did you meet them during
his parents came, he sent for his parents. He sent for 12 people, he sent.
How did you meet people in Pittsburgh?
I don't remember.
Did you have any non-Jewish friends?
Yeah, where I lived, I had a business that I had friends.
That's especially in Aetna.
Mm-hmm. There was a church in the back, they made dinners. They used to come and sell you tickets. I used to take the tickets and give them away.
Did you, the friends that you made, in your early years, did you keep them as long-lasting friends? Do you have any friends from way back?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, they all did.
Yes.
All
they
my
made,
friends, they did.
But they're friends as long as they live.
Yes. I have a good name. Excuse me.
That you had
been loved and welcome again.
Hmm?
what they're saying.
That's what you mean it. I think that's what you have. Tell me, you told me that you had a sister here. What was your whole family in Pittsburgh? A sister?
They all there.
No, I mean your sister here. Your sister, when you first, these early years, we won't worry about now. In the early years, you had a sister and a husband?
Yeah, and she had three children.
And who else was here of your family?
This is it.
That was all?
That's all I had for my family. My husband had more. Because he sent for him.
All right.
Send him tickets to come. 12 people. At one time.
How many? Who was that? Parents?
Parents and a sister and a brother-in-law and children and sisters and brothers, a whole bunch. There were 12 people.
All right, now when you had Seder, who did you celebrate it with?
At home.
With who?
I used to have lots of people for your Seder.
Oh, who came?
My children used to bring even friends. I used to have 14 and 15 people.
Well, those early years, you celebrated with your husband?
With my husband, the children, you know.
Yes, and your
but
husband
then they growed up.
Did your sister and everybody come to your Seder?
Oh, one of my sisters, she used to come to my Seder.
What about your husband's family?
My husband's family, they moved away some, they moved in different places, you know.
Did you keep any contact with people in your in America?
For a while, when it was the first war.
Up to
since
the
first after the first war, I can get attached to them.
All right, who was that?
It was cousins and aunts.
Where were they?
They were in the same place where I met you yesterday. They're there, they're all there. I suppose they're there.
Are you an American citizen? How did you become a citizen?
My husband became a citizen.
When did you first vote?
The first ones where they voted.
When
I'm from the first ones.
The first women.
See, in that time, my husband took the citizen paper. I didn't need to take no citizen papers. But now I think the women say they have to take the citizen papers.
Yes, very soon after that it just changed. Do you remember what party you belonged to?
I used to belong to the Republicans and then I moved out Paris Village, then I become a...
Why did you pick Republican?
Well, he used to be Republican.
Remember why?
I don't know why he picked up Republicans. I can't tell you.
Oh, but you changed to be a Democrat.
Yeah. You see, everybody was up there, Democrats. So I changed. He changed it.
Were you active in the political party? In the party?
One time I used to live in Oakland. I used to go and to the pool, you know. I used to sit on a chair and they gave me $10. I told them I don't want a job to go around from house to house.
Where did you meet your husband?
Yeah,
when did you meet
him?
When?
You see, when Hans Stapp came from Europe, he had a trunk. Like a basket, you know?
Yeah,
but it was a trunk and two handfuls. And my sister, they went to the station, the Greenhorns, you know? At that time, you didn't know that you can get somebody to carry that for you and pay them. So she took an answer to me, and my other sister got a handful on the other side, and they were passionate. It was a little hotel in Pittsburgh, and my husband lived there with another fella. So they seen him carrying the basket, and come over and they
took it. Your husband lived in a little hotel there.
Yeah. So, and I was on a porch, and I had a flat deal here with a red thread and wires to live.
My
wall? Hair, yeah. That was the first time that I met my husband.
All right. And that's how you met him, through your sister.
Through my sister, they brought her.
How old were you?
I was 16 years old.
How old was your husband?
When he married, he was 22.
And remember what year you were married?
1902 or 1903, I can't remember.
Had you known, when you knew each other, what? How long before you married?
Not very long. We just did his people then.
About how long would you say? A couple months or something?
Oh, about 3 months maybe.
Do you think if you'd stayed in Europe, you would have had a pre-arranged marriage?
I don't know. You see, I used to go out in Europe as a young kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Children that young go out? Yes. Go out with parents that age?
Yes.
They did?
Yes.
You think you were, your parents?
You know, Russian, they're not allowed to go out.
You think you would have had a pre-arranged marriage if you don't think so?
I don't think so.
Was your husband from the same
country?
I would
never marry. I would never marry him.
You would not have it. Was your husband from Romania?
Yeah, he is from the same place, but he never went in Europe.
You think that has something to do with your marrying? The fact that he's from the same country?
No, it doesn't.
Did your friends marry any non-Jews? Any of your friends marry Gentiles? Well, some of the young couples today have trouble getting along. What do you think your biggest problems were in your first years of marriage?
I didn't have any problems. We got along well. Even my mother stayed with me.
Even with your mother staying?
We never had any problems. I could do what I want. He never told me, don't you do this or don't you do this. We were married 63 years.
Who made the decision to be married? Is that the way it was in your house too?
We were both too. We used to talk over things, you know.
But did that change, did that differ from the way you were raised as a child? Did your mother make the decision too?
No, I don't know. I think I did that.
But otherwise,
I was too young for my life.
But otherwise, you say you made most of the decisions, but otherwise...
We used to talk over things, you know. We didn't go and do something.
And you made the decisions together.
He used to do lots of mistakes.
Who?
My husband.
What kind of school did your children have?
College.
Where did all...
Here in Pittsburgh.
Do you remember where?
Yeah.
They all got a bachelor's degree, is that right? Did anybody go beyond that?
I got my youngest son. He's a certified accountant. He got out of his downtown.
They all went to Pitt?
Yeah.
Did any of them receive a Jewish education?
Oh, yes.
What?
I used to have rabbis coming home. I used to pay them. I used to pay them when I was an extra. I used to pay $25 a month for a rabbi to come out and give lessons to children. In Jewish.
Their bar mitzvahs and?
They were bar mitzvahs.
What about confirmation? Sunday school?
In Jewish. Make a high standard.
Very good. Do you think there's any way that you raised your children differently than you were raised as a child?
I can't tell you again. They don't always what I said.
Well, do you think that was different?
No, my children, they were raised up in ethnomist.
Yes, I gather that. Do you think that was different from the way you were raised as a child? Were you as strict with your children as your mother was with you?
No, my mother wasn't strict and I wasn't as strict with the children. But I used to sit down and tell them things. Uh-huh. And they understood what I mean, you know. That's the only way to raise children.
I agree with you. Well, hardly.
Not the stripping. Nothing, that's all.
No.
I didn't believe in that.
And your parents didn't either. Do you remember having any trouble raising the children just because you were an immigrant?
No.
Well, I thank you. You've been very cooperative, and do you see how much you remembered? You didn't think you would remember.
Oh, yes.
Thank you so much.
I remember lots of things.